Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Damien Cook, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
I think, mate, most Rabbitoh supporters are just right behind you, the wonderful form you've showed this year, mate. But the Bunnies are averaging about 25 points a game, so yeah, that's a good thing. That's, you know, it's wonderful to watch.
Yeah, it is, mate. It's something we really worked on over the off-season is our attack and changing up a bit. But, you know, our forwards are playing really well and laying the platform for the outside backs. But, you know, we still don't think we've just got it perfect yet, our attack. But we're really loving our defence at the moment, holding teams out.
What has been the clue there, Damien, to changing the way you're playing? Obviously, the structure, and we're seeing there's less structure and you're playing a little bit more second-phase football. What's Anthony Seibold done for you guys to change it around?
Yeah, I think that's it. It's a bit less structure going on, just allowing the boys, to, the halves, to see what's in front of them. And first things first, just, you know, running forward, running hard and looking to create momentum through quick play the balls and play off the back of that. So I think it's just taking a bit of, you know, the shackles off the halves and letting them play some footy.
And a big key to that's been the form of Tom and George Burgess. What's he said to them? Or well, he's put little Velcro straps on their fingertips or what?
No, there's something they've been working on, mate. It's good to see them just playing some good footy, consistent footy week in, week out. And you can see how damaging they have been against teams. And it's been obviously good for me running off the back of them as well. They've done a good job and allowed me to run off the back of them.
Just on that, Damien, are you at the track, are you? What's going on in the background there?
No, it's just Jason Clark carrying on. Maybe just on the team bus heading back to the airport.
Very good. Mate, just on that, on the Burgess brothers and their resurgence, I remember being out at Redfern at a training session earlier in the preseason, and you were putting soap on footballs and they were doing a lot of work with tennis balls and all that sort of reflex-style stuff. Do you think that that was brought into your training to try and really improve the whole team's skills?
Yeah, I think that was a bit of Willie Peters at the club at the moment, just brought in a few things, just warm-ups before we start training, a bit of hair and eye coordination stuff. And, yeah, the soapy ball that was one to come out, never an enjoyable one, but you could probably say that probably a big part of one of the little things of, you know, working on our skills and, you know, I think probably paying off a little bit, yeah.
We're watching the coverage last night and Denny Badira spoke quite glowingly of the way you're playing, and it's pointed out a lot about how you're, as you mentioned earlier, getting on the back of Tom and George and a couple of your other forwards at those quick play the balls. It's really put you in the frame for Origin.
Yeah, look, I've got to pay credit to my forward pack. Like I said before, they're running hard and getting the quick play the balls allows me to come into the game. And Steve's just said to, you know, whenever I see the opportunity to run, just to take it and to back myself. And, you know, I've really felt like it's been a big part of that, him allowing me to play my style of footy. And obviously, yeah, it's nice to be mentioned in that arena. And, you know, well, those things have come from playing good, consistent footy with, you know, South Sydney.
Is that so what you're doing now? How much is that is your natural game, and how much of that is have you coached into yourself to do on the back of quick play the balls?
I think it's been a natural game. I think running's been a big part of my game growing up in footy, but one that's been a key for this year is definitely game management and consistency, which we're playing the 80 minutes. And I think a few times last year, I got caught out trying to come off the bench and maybe doing a little bit too much. And this year I've been able to play the 80 minutes and, you know, play myself into the game and take the right opportunities and not just run for the sake of running. So I think that's a big part of my game this year.
Yeah, well, it's certainly working, Damien. What about you got one more game next weekend against the Warriors, and then the Blues team is announced. Have you heard from Freddie? Have you heard from Danny Badiris? Have you heard from Greg Alexander or any of those people involved?
No, I haven't heard anything, mate. I'm just going about me footy, mate, and let that do the talking. And if it happens, that'd be great. But yeah, look, big game against the Warriors, and we can, you know, really cement our spot in the top four next week.
Because the other thing too, Damien, I don't think this would have occurred to you even a week ago, but the possibility of now playing hooker for New South Wales is also the possibility now of playing hooker for Australia.
Wow.
No, I think that's getting a little bit ahead, I think.
Well, the Queensland don't have a hooker either.
Yeah, no, I think there's probably a few Queensland hookers that are probably, you know, they might get the chance now that they've been stuck behind Cameron Smith, you know, the best hooker, probably one of the best players of our game. So I'd be interested to see the way they go. I think, you know, McCulloch's probably, my pick for them. I really enjoy the way he played and the style of footy he's played. So, but, you know, we'll see who they pick next week.
Hey, Cookie, you just spoke about McCulloch. Is there anybody that you've modelled your game on? Obviously, when someone comes, like they just, you know, whether it was a Steve Walters or whatever, with a Cameron Smith, is there some hooker that you've looked at and gone, I wouldn't mind playing like him one day?
I think I always enjoyed, you know, I admire Cam Smith's game management, his kicking game as well. But I think Mick Ennis and Isaac Lukewood, I enjoy watching their attacking style of footy. That's what, you know, I love the attacking side of football. But it's one big part of my game I've had to work on is my defence. And, but yeah, those two growing up. I know, see, Ben actually went to the Knights when I was younger, so it was Danny Badiris at the time as well.
Yeah, that's the right decision. He's in the New South Wales coaching.
They're all champions of the game. Hey, Damien, what was it like on the field last night after that last-minute victory? Obviously, jubilation for the Bunnies, but I'll tell you what, geez, the Cowboys players, especially Jake Granville, they looked absolutely shattered.
Yeah, mate, we've been on the end of one of those as well, and I've been one of those players, I think, a couple of years ago where I gave the penalty away that, you know, against Melbourne, and they went on to win the game, so I know exactly how it feels. And it's a bad way to lose the game. But you know, in saying that, the way we won, I really did feel like we were the better team up there, played some good footy, but probably made it a little bit hard for ourselves as well.
Damo, what about? I know this is all important, you playing Origin and you playing for Australia, but the Rabbitohs fans, they just want to make sure that you're okay. They're in the top four now. They want to stay in the top four. How long will you be at South for? What's your current deal?
Yeah, they're all this year and next year, but I'm really happy here. So hopefully, not sure what's going to happen in the future, but hopefully play some keep playing good footy and consistent footy, and they want to keep me around because I'm happy to be here.
Okay, Damien Cook, mate, thank you so much, mate. Congratulations on yesterday, and best of luck if you are selected for Origin, which is only 2.5 weeks away now, the first Origin game. Good on you, Cookie. Thank you for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.